Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That little Marvin Gaye bringing us back. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You know, folks, I want to read a statistic here from one of the NFI, Bill Dunkelberg's NFIB survey of small business optimism. And he points out here that confidence in economic policies by American businesses and consumers, too, is at a 50-year record low, according to the University of Michigan survey that they did. A 50-year record low. Confidence in economic policies. Now, the thing that's interesting to me is how some people think that they can tinker around with, manipulate policies to create jobs, as if you and I, and of course we all know the job creator, the thermonuclear atomic creator of jobs in America are small businesses, and when they make tinker around with these policies, it's as if you and I were lab rats, right? I mean, I really feel that way whenever I and with all due respect, Mr. President, when I hear you talking about, you know, we got this jobs bill and we're going to do this incentive and that incentive and we're going to do, you know, it's as if you think we're lab rats and that you can, you know, that you can manipulate us through some kind of an experiment. Frankly, when I hear the things that politicians talk about these days, not just President Obama, but politicians on both sides of the aisle talk about, with regard to getting jobs, you know, creating jobs and getting the economy going again, it's as if they're experimenting with lab rats. And we're going to see how this will work. And if this doesn't work, then we'll adjust it this way or that way. Well, let me tell you something, folks. You know this, and Washington needs to get this. Because right now, their approval rating, the president, the Congress, according to this survey, 50%. Confidence in economic policies are at a 50-year low. They need to understand that whatever they're trying to do, it ain't working. And it's not only not working, there's actually a double whammy going on here. It's not just that their policies are failing. It's that the fact that they have these policies, I'd rather call them experiments because that's what I think they are, laboratory experiments. Their experiments are actually having the opposite effect. They're not only not producing, but the fact that they are introducing these experiments, they're even telling us about them, giving them to us, expecting us to do something with us, with those policies, in a way that they think is positive. The fact that they're doing that is frightening you and me. It's making us feel like they think we're lab rats. And it doesn't cause us to want to buy more as consumers. And it doesn't cause us to make, it doesn't cause us to want to hire more and take more risks and buy more capital items. It doesn't make us want to do that. Because I don't know about you, but that's how I feel. I'm feeling like they think that you and I, that they're some scientists and you and I are lab rats. And they're going to tinker around with all this, you know, move this little needle and that little needle and see if you and I will turn left or right. All they have to understand is get your financial house in order, stop spending more than you take in, and leave the rest of us alone. Get out of our way. And you and I, small business owners, you and I know that if they will do that, if Congress, if the government will just stop spending more money than they take in, find a way to fix that, and leave us alone, we can fix this economy. We can turn this thing around. Small business owners can do it almost single-handedly if they would just get out of the way. We don't need help from I don't know any small business owner who's looking for a handout from the government. I know a lot of small business owners who would just like for the government to get out of the way. And I think that I'm on pretty solid ground here when I read the University of Michigan's confidence survey that shows that confidence in economic policies is at a 50-year low. So I think I'll stack my small business owners against that kind of a report any day. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. One more hour to come. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.